You're listening to Carrie Lutz's Financial Survival Network, where you get valuable information you just can't find anywhere else. To thrive in today's trying times, you need the Financial Survival Network, now more than ever. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and get your free newsletter and gift. Financial Survival Network, now more than ever.
And welcome. You are listening to watching the Financial Survival Network. I'm your host, Carrie Lutz. Well, hey, got an interesting person on here who can really help you turbocharge your business, help you realize your vision. She's done it for many others, and she can do it for you. Your name is Mandy Ellison. Handsoffceo.com is where you find her. If you got a question for Mandy or myself, always the email address is kl@carrielutz.com. Mandy, it's great to have you on the show. So tell us exactly what it is you do.
Thanks so much for having me, Carrie. So I am the founder of Hands Off CEO, as you mentioned. And what we do is we help CEOs that are stuck in the day-to-day in their business and can't grow, can't generate more profits. We help them be able to remove themselves from the day-to-day. We help them be able to at least double the profitability in their company so that they can take home more money while working less and build their company into an asset that can run and grow without the CEO.
All right, you're hired. So what kind of business do you need to start with to get somebody to this point?
Well, this is really for companies that have gotten to a point where, you know, they probably been in business for a decade, or if it's less than that, they've generated some pretty fast growth. And they get to a place where, you know, their clients, their customers, or they expect to see them. They expect to be the, so that they get pretty hands-on in the day-to-day. And that has allowed them to be very successful, but it's also become like an anchor that keeps them from really getting too much further beyond that without working more and more hours. And as you're nearing retirement, a lot of people will come to us at this point where, you know, they're looking at, you know, I want to retire in the next, you know, 5 to 10 years. And how do I be able to remove myself from this business so that someone will actually want to purchase it? So that's usually the place where they've already been successful, but like, how do we be able to take this success and have it generate at least the same amount of success and even more success without the founder of the business? So I don't know that I answers your question, but like, that's kind of the place where we start, if that makes sense. Okay. It's going past the growth stage. It's into right. The scale stage, or at least the sustaining without the founder stage.
So now you're looking at succession effectively, right?
Well, yes, succession can be one part of it. And also the other part of it is that it's also looking at taking things to the next level too. So the very same things that require you that make an investor interested in your company and value it more, like as part of your succession plan, are the very things that you need to be doing earlier on. If you do them earlier on, you can generate a lot more profit for your company and more freedom years earlier, and not get yourself into, not keep yourself in the same track. Because, you know, we see CEOs on almost a daily basis who find themselves quite trapped in the success that they've created in their own business. And, you know, they're generating a good income, but they've essentially created a job for themselves, even though they have a whole team of people around them.
Uh-huh. So you help them basically scale and set up systems that, set up accountability systems. Is that the right concept there?
Yeah, you know, those are all things that can be part of it. And they're kind of a top card, like, well, you know what? We need to scale. We need to remove ourselves. We've got to build systems. Yes, we need to build systems, but what are the right kind of systems? And one of the things that we see is that companies, especially on the services side, we specialize with B2B services especially, but this applies to all different businesses. But services are very difficult to remove the CEO out of. And it's not just about building systems, because here's the thing is that when you're building systems, yes, that's helpful for replicating a service. It's helpful for being able to to standardize and systematize deliverables, right? But clients don't buy deliverables. Clients have a specific problem that they want solved. And if you don't build systems around the actual outcome that the client is buying the service for, then what ends up happening is that you turn your business into a commodity, which it worked 5-10 years ago to do this, but it doesn't work anymore because we have automation, we have globalization, and we have AI and all these other pressures that you have to have a way of being able to stand out so you can charge a high enough price point. If you don't have a high enough price point, there's not going to be the profit to actually remove yourself from with good quality staff. Because that's the key piece that keeps the CEO stuck in the business.
Right. Okay. I think I got you, the gist of this. And so you're dealing with older people who are already successful. That must be challenging at times, huh? To get your point of view across.
Well, you know what? It can be challenging. Here's the reality, is that when you're getting into, if you get into a place like this, you know, you're working 50, 60 hours a week usually, and that's not the worst of it. The worst of it is that you're working that much just to be able to sustain it, to be able to keep things where they're at. And there's no extra time for growth. So that's really where the stress side of that, because, you know, if you're doing that, you're doing everything you can just to keep your head above water. Or maybe you've sustained it to a certain point, but you're just looking and saying, I don't have another 10, 20 hours per week to be able to invest in being able to, quote, face this. So that's one of the biggest things. They're not always older. Some people are, we work with some clients who are younger, you know, as young as like, you know, 35. We don't usually go much younger than that. They need to grow up a little bit more. they need to smack their head on the wall a few times as they're in their entrepreneurial journey and go through the beginner stages already. We don't really do the beginner stages.
All right. So what are three things that any business in the situation you're discussing about can implement today to help bring this about?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. So three things. First thing is to be able to get focused on get your time aligned with what's going to add the biggest impact and value in the company. And I mean, basically reallocate your time to focusing on what will drive profit in the company. And that sounds really simple and it sounds very basic, but the reality is that a lot of CEOs are, if they go and track their time, you know, for like, few days, a week, they will notice if every activity, and if they write a dollar amount next to every activity, they'll find a lot of things that are way under $50 an hour. And really what you want to be doing is getting your time aligned with $1,000 plus an hour activities. And so the one thing is just to like be looking at what is it going to take for me to be able to focus on those things that are going to drive the most growth in the company, the important but not necessarily urgent types of things. So that's one. And with our clients, one of the first things that we do is we help them free up 10 extra hours per week, which is a few tweaks. And one of the things that we do to help them do that is to take a time inventory, track their time, identify and see the pieces there's a little more to it, but that's simply, I have a chapter in my book, The Hands-Off CEO, that talks through how to go through that exercise too, if anyone's interested. So that's the first one, the three things. The second thing is to actually look at how to be able to generate more profit for each client, for each customer. How do you be able to generate more profit for each one? So the best way that you can generate more profit per customer is, well, to charge more. It's to charge more. Now, how do you charge more? We need to be able to actually go after higher quality problems. So you need to be looking at, who is that profit sweet spot client that has the most painful problem that is valued at such a level that they're willing to pay us a lot more than the industry standard? And then the third piece, you want to be positioning your entire business around solving those higher quality problems and looking at what are we no longer willing to solve as a problem. So for example, let's say it's a technology company, and just give an example here. And the technology company, a lot of the problems that they solve is, hey, we have a broken computer, we have a broken this, this automation is broken. They're coming in and fixing those things. So that has a dollar value. But the problem is that you can find people to fix problems like that for, you know, $10 to $20 an hour overseas, and who would do a really good job, and with, and they're very polite and are really easy to work with. Now, so what we need to do is we need to solve problems that are much more expansive problems. So in that, so instead, maybe use that technology company to solve problems around things that are stopping sales, because that could be a $1 million problem. So it's simply about how do you align what you're doing with a more painful problem that people are willing to pay more for. And that's not, I gave a business services example, but that will apply to every single company.
Sure. Absolutely.
So that's the piece around profit that will be able to increase. And this is the part around doubling profits that easily, we see it all the time where our clients were able to increase their profits as much as 500% net profits per client that they work with by doing that.
Really?
So,
impressive.
Yeah, it's all about that. And I, it's just all about the problems that you want to solve, right? And no longer solving lower level problems could eat up your capacity. So the third piece is then to build your team, to build systems and processes to make this happen. But it's all, but you're building the right systems and processes. And it's built around the most profitable client types. So here's the thing is that most companies, what they do is they jump right to building those systems. Now, here's the problem is that if, first of all, if you don't have the time to do it, you're trying to do that. Is it ever going to get done? No, it's not going to get done very well. And so a lot of times the business owners themselves think that they need to be doing that. The other problem about that is that they're building the wrong systems and processes. They're building systems and processes around engineering, around efficiency for them, but not necessarily the outcome that the client wants to buy. So you could have a really beautifully orchestrated system on the back end, but no customers because you're actually optimizing your systems for the wrong thing. You need to first optimize it for what your customer wants to buy and the problem that they want to solve, not what you want to sell them. And those three things, finding the time to focus on working on the business, working on growth, more profitable customers, and then building and then having really good team members with the profit will allow you to build to hire really good team members to build the systems and processes based upon the solving the higher quality problems. Those are three things that people could do right now that will make the biggest difference to be able to let go
all right,
the more profitable company.
Well, it sounds like you really thought this thing through. Tell us, where do we find your book? How do we connect with you on the web?
Yeah, so if you go to handsoffceo.com/book, you can download a scalability checklist with like the stages to, I shared three things here, but there's a whole robust checklist for how do you be able to remove yourself from the business and in what order in order for you to get the company to run and grow without you and to be able to do it in a way where it actually will be able to generate a lot more profit, minimum twice the amount of profit at minimum. You can go to handsoffceo.com/book. You can download that checklist, and it also has a link for you to purchase the book on Amazon, The Hands Off CEO.
All right. Very cool. Well, hey, we appreciate you coming on. Got a question for Mandy or myself. All you got to do is shoot me an email, kl@carrylutz.com. We'll get you an answer. And the link to Mandy's site is found in the show notes for this interview on financialsurvivalnetwork.com. You can click right through to her site. And while you're there, please sign up for your free newsletter. Mandy, been a pleasure. Wish you the best. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks so much, Carrie.
Thanks for listening to Carrie Lutz's Financial Survival Network, your solution to today's trying times. For the latest, go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com. Financial Survival Network, now more than ever.